لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صفيه وحبيبه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وإن كل محدثة بدعة وإن كل بدعة ضلالة وإن كل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، My dear respected brothers, children, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First, أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. I advise you and myself to fear Allah only alone. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Or you who believe, this message from me and you and all the believers. Or you who believe, fear Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it should be, as He commanded you, and by not accepting the state of Islam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, القائل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إذ قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله يبشرك بكلمة منه اسمه المسيح عيسى بن مريم وجيها في الدنيا والآخرة ومن المقربين. وقال تعالى في كتابه الكريم أيضا سورة آل عمران: إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. وذيك آيات من سورة آل عمران and سورة مريم. It will be our hadith today. The whole entire world yesterday celebrates about something called Christmas. Decoration there, millions of dollars or billions of dollars spent for this occasion. And people welcome the birthday as they claim the birthday of Jesus or the birth of God. They celebrate it with the celebration of the shaitan. Spend a million of dollars to buy alcohol, to drink alcohol until the early morning, dancing here and there in the club, prostitution there and here in everywhere, and they claim to celebrate around the birth of God. And alhamdulillah, Islam saved all of us. With the children of Israel and also the Al-Nasara, he used to come to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask him about the story of all the Prophet and Messenger, even about the birth of Jesus, peace be upon him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, and this is a message for us and all humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with the ayah which I mentioned it. إذ قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله يبشرك بكلمة منه. Remember, when the angel came to Maryam alayhi salam and said,
الله تبارك وتعالى give you good news, glad tidings of a war. And the perfect language in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say غلام or give you a good news of a boy or a child or son. But Allah mentioned in the ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِنْهُ of a word from him. اسمه المسيح عيسى بن مريم. His name is the Messiah, the son of Mary. So we will learn from this ayah two things. Allah gave a good news through the angel to Maryam alayhi salam of a word. Because the creation of Isa alayhi salam is a word. Word from him, from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Meaning Isa alayhi salam came to this wife with a word. Doesn't quote for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala anything except to say a word. Be, and he was. He did not say ghulam or boy, but he say a word from him. His name is the Masih, the Messiah, the son of Mary. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned in the ayah, son of Mary, you and me and the whole entire world, when you call, we call you, you are Khalid ibn Abdullah, Hassan ibn Rida, Mustafa ibn Sa'id, whatever it is. So everybody call you by the name of your father. But in the case of Isa alayhi salam, ismuhu al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam, the son of Mary. Not to leave one inch or one second to all mankind to think that his father is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But his name is al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam, related to ummi, to his mother, because he has no father. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned, described him in two words. وَجِيهًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. Honor, held in honor, Isa alayhi salam, in this dunya and in the hereafter. وَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ, and he will be among those who are closer, those who are near to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the fact of the idea of Isa alayhi salam. Eid Murad Rabb, the birthday of God, the God was born. What kind of human will the people think about this idea? Child inside the womb of his mother, surrounded by blood, surrounded by urine, need somebody to help him. Got the food from his mother, God, to be surrounded by blood and the urine into a limited and very small womb. The womb of Maryam, to be inside. Allah could be less than a human, and to be surrounded by blood, surrounded by urine. And when he came to the slide, what did he do? Open his mouth, need to eat, need a help, need somebody to clean him. And this is the idea of God. The idea of God, which is there all humanity, spend all their life under this suspicion. The birth of God, Isa alayhi salam, God to be in this situation. نعوذ بالله العلي العظيم. إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. Really, the life of عيسى the son of Mary before Allah is the likeness of Adam. خلقه من تراب. Allah created him from dust. And what did the quote for Allah تبارك وتعالى a word, a very simple word in the language, consisted of two letters, Kaf and Noon, Kun, meaning in English, be.
And he knew it was. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, nothing similar to him. It's bigger than the whole, the entire world.
Nothing God knows, there is no border of the destiny and the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the human, they reach the satellite, they have the technology, they have the money, they have the best education. But when they came in the faith, or the fabric of the faith, they fell down. Civilization will be built on faith, not built on poverty and wealth. Civilization depend on poverty and wealth, you never gonna find any civilization. But people will be measured in this life based to the faith, based to the belief. In India, people, they took the cow as a god. Cow as a god. When the cow walking in a street, there is nobody allowed to guard the god, because they consider the mother or the mother, the cow is a god. Nobody allowed to guard, because the god walking in the street, god to be the cow, god to be urine and stool. I remember in football in America, when they interview a man from the peak in Good Morning America, early in the morning I opened the TV, and the newsman, he asked the man, after he gave a lecture of course in Good Morning America for 10 minutes, he told him, what did you advise the American people? And the whole empire, millions of people, listen to this. He said, I advise the American people finally in the end of my speech to wake up in the morning and to take the urine and the stool of the cow and wash all their body. In another hand, India are very famous and successful in internet and technology now and so on and so. But look at this, to compare between this and this, you cannot imagine. Let them be happy about this life. So the idea, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, my respected children in Islam, idea, the birth of Jesus alayhi salam was very simple. Very simple. Allah described it in Surah Maryam. The birth, the great birth of Jesus alayhi salam. And the time in order to go for the ayat is very long, but let me read it first. And we go through and we find what is the conclusion of the birth of Isa alayhi salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم,
فحملته فانتبذت به مكانا قصيا فأجاء المخاض إلى جذع النخلة قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا فناداها من تحتها ألا تحزني قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا وهزي إليك بجذع النخلة تساقط عليك رطبا جنيا فكلي واشربي وقري عينا فإما ترين من البشر أحدا فقولي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا.
Until the end of the ayat, فأتت به قومها تحمله.
قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء ما كانت امك بغيا فاشارت اليه قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا قال اني عبد الله قال اني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا اينما كنت واوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبارا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم اموت ويوم ابعث حيا ذلك عيسى بن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون ما كان لله ان يتخذ من ولد سبحانه اذا قضى امرا فانما يقول له كن فيكون.
That is the beautiful story of عيسى بن مريم. This is your own work. Open سورة مريم and review it between all of you and your children. I'm just gonna take from every garden of this ayat. This tafsir of the ayat took 6 months from me to complete it. And the time is very limited. I advise you to go, but I need to just to start in some ayat. مريم عليه السلام she said قالت أن يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا. She said how can I have a son when no man has touched me nor am I untouched. This fact, my dear brother, Mariam, she's a human little girl. Suddenly, she found herself, angel came to her to give her the good news, glad tidings, she will have a son. She asked this question, how I'm going to have a son, while nobody touched me before, and I'm not a woman. So what we have to do? She asked this question. She never known among the people that she is have a bad behavior or bad manner. She's a human. She needs to ask. She has no doubt about the destiny and the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah, the angel, answered her. قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا. He said the angel, so it will be your Lord said that it's easy for me, it's easy for Allah تبارك وتعالى, it's easy for Allah to create me. He creates Adam from dust, no mother and no father. That means greater than the case of Isa. And he created Eve alayhi salam, our mother, from a human, from the rib of a human, Adam alayhi salam. And he created Isa from a mother without father. So he created Eve from a man without father and mother. And he created, subhanallah ta'ala, he created Isa alayhi salam from a mother without any father. And he created all of us from female and female. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is able to create anything. And cost Allah the one word, be. And everything will be. It will be done. It's easy for me. Easy for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we wish to appoint him as a sign to mankind.
and a mercy from us, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And it is a matter already decreed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Before he created the heaven and earth, Allah written that Isa alayhi salam will be created without any father. But people, because we use in our brains, humanity fail in this faith. Because they use their brain, their own brain. No father automatically has to be the father. It's impossible. We ask him the question, why don't tell Adam, son of the God of Zoom? Because the whole creator, at least Adam has no father, no mother. So why in the case of Jesus alayhi salam, because there is no father, they need him to work to his father. Allah tabaraka astaghfir Allah al-azim Isa abdullah wa rasuluh, servant of Allah tabaraka ta'ala and his messenger. The ayat is going fast. And when the shell exactly when she became pregnant, and after she had the answer first from Allah tabaraka ta'ala that Allah is easy for Allah to create, what did she say? قالت آمنت بالله. She passed the test. She is a human, she asked, how I'm gonna get pregnant? Not because she has a doubt about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but she asked how? I'm going to have this child through marriage, impossible. I'm going to have this child, I will fail in the test of adultery, it's possible. I'm going to have the child without marriage, without anybody touching me. Then the angel Jibreel alayhi salam answered the hell. As it is, it means without marriage, without failing in adultery, you're going to have the privilege. What you said? آمنت بالله. I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another case, she had with her in the temple a man, his name is Yusuf al-Najjar, Joseph the carpenter. Children of Israel and the Yahud until today, loudly, openly, without any shame, they claim that Yusuf al-Najjar commit adultery with Maryam and she got pregnant and Isa came from adultery. That's what the Yahud, loudly, they have no shame. They wrote that in their book, in the media, in the internet, in everywhere, without any shame. Yusuf al-Najjar is a human also, righteous man was there in the temple. When he saw, because it was as the ulama Ibn Kathir and the others, they say it was a regular pregnant, complete pregnant like every woman. He came to her. قال يا مريم إني سائلك سؤال فلا تعجلي. Oh Maryam, I will ask you a simple question, but don't rush to give me any answer. لا ضرع بلا بذر ولا شجر بلا ماء ولا شجر بلا ماء ولا غلام بغير أرض. I'm asking you for the three questions and don't rush, take your time, يا مريم, and give me answer later, think about it. قالت يا يوسف أجيبك. I will answer you. إن الله تبارك وتعالى عندما خلق الزرع خلقه بغير بذر. الله سبحانه وتعالى when he created the crops and the fruit and vegetable which you have it, he created originally without any seed. My dear brothers and sisters and Islam and children, seed is for you and me. You need in order to have the fruit, you have the vegetable, you have the apple, you have the pig, you have so and so and so. You need the seed, you need the bullet. That's you and me as a human. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, originally, when he created all the crops, the fruit and vegetables, he created without any seed. وإن الله عز وجل عندما خلق الشجر he told the earth, we know ya Maryam, there is no tree without water. Indirectly, he went watching her, how come you became pregnant without anybody touching you? He's a human, he needs to understand, he needs help, he needs to increase his faith. شو الرهاب الأفضل ده؟ We know there is a tree, there is no any trees without water. In order to grow up a tree, apple or apricot or anything in your garden, you need to feed it by water. Maryam, she answered, Ya Yusuf, Allah Ta'ala, when he created the trees, he created without water. Water for you and me, my dear brother. But Allah doesn't need the water, doesn't need any seed. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. الله قد خلق آدم من غير أب ولا أم. الله created آدم without father and mother. What wrong if I became pregnant, يا يوسف؟ She need a help. You need to help your mother. You need to advise this people. You need to make da'wa and explain it to them because they need help. They have a problem because they use a brain. And we use the brain. The brain to think about the power of Allah, the decree of Allah, the border of Allah, the border of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in destiny, in destiny. You lose. Your brain will misguide you because you are limited. You cannot understand the facts of this life. No matter what you reach the highest level of education, you cannot reach one drop of water of soul knowledge like compare. Musa alayhi salam, Allah sent the Khidr for him because the children of Israel, they came to Musa, Ya Musa! Ya Musa! Who is the most knowledgeable person in the whole earth? Musa answered, I. Allah refused that. He sent Al-Khidr. Al-Khidr is listed as Musa. Musa is Nabi. But he sent a normal person for him to teach him. The first meeting at the merge that he sees, at the rock, he met him. He saw a bird. Musa and Al-Khidr. The bird pick up one single drop of the water and he fly and he put it on the curve of the ship. The first lesson to Musa to show him that he is not the most. وَلَا أُوْتِيكُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. You have nothing from the ilm and the knowledge except very, very little. First class Khidr, Al-Khidr alayhi salam, teach Musa alayhi salam. He said, Ya Musa, he said, the knowledge for us compared to the knowledge of Allah like this drop of water. When the bird pick up one drop of water, this is our knowledge. Our knowledge for the whole entire humanity since the Adam and since the last day. No matter what the technology, no matter what they carry for technology or any power of ilm of knowledge. The knowledge of all humanity is equal like a drop of water compared to Allah tabarak was compared to the ocean. If you take a single drop of water from the ocean, do you affect the ocean? Did the ocean will be reduced? Did the river will be reduced? Nothing! You did nothing! You did a great work, but in a matter of fact you can have any knowledge! Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, humanity used the brain so much. It cost Allah this easy, without any thinking. Because if you believe Allah is like a human and you and me, need to eat, need to sleep, need to marry, need to go to the bathroom, he's not a man. People fail in this life. Because you must carry faith, strong faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most power. It's Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing to compete with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life. Children of Israel, they said in the text the same thing. Allah said the most people received the messenger and the prophet children of Israel. But they said, when she carried him and she come back to them, Ya Maryam, we know that you came from a good family. Ya Maryam, you came from Ya Ukhta Harun. To remind her, she is the sister of Harun, the brother of Musa alayhi salam, ala Nabiya Abdul Salatu wa salam.
لقد جئت شيئا فريدا. Something you carried now when we know we are human. How come you have this baby? Right away they accused her indirectly with adultery because they don't believe in him.
ولكن الله عز وجل أنطق القرآن.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى because he's the most powerful, he's capable to do anything. He makes a child to speak. And the first word that came from the mouth of Isa alayhi salam, infant baby, doesn't know anything. What he said? قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ And the king, think about it. Because it's important for us to answer.
He should say the first word that came from his mouth, and said, no, my mother, she said anything. My mother, she did not commit adultery. He should defend his mother because he came with miracles by Allah Ta'ala.
But what is the first word he said, Isa? Inni abdullah. Because the case first, you have to clear the case with Allah.
And when you clear the case with Allah first, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala doesn't have son, doesn't have wife, doesn't have uncle, doesn't have any relative. First, that is your target. That's your brand first. Clear Allah first from the shirk.
Inni Abdullah. He did not say to them, my mother, she's innocent.
He should answer them, but he said, Inni Abdullah. Atani al-kitab. Some people, they say, Quran is not the perfect word. How come he said in the back? Atani, he has given me the book.
We tell them, you don't understand the language of Quran. You don't understand. Because it's written in Allah Shil Mahfuz that Isa, he will be a prophet.
Already the book is there. It doesn't come in the time of Isa, but it's already Allah brings the book of the Injil, the book of Al-Tawrah, the book of Al-Quran, already. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Ibn to strive and bring everything in this life, all the decrees. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا He made me a prophet. Yes, it's written in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will be a prophet. He did not say, and he will make me a prophet, but he made me a prophet. Because it's already there. It's already printed in the decree, in the destiny.
People cannot understand the language of Allah. And he continued. But let's look at the result of this. The power of the decree and the power of Allah Ta'ala cannot be upon your instinct and evaluation in this life. You will lose the case.
Cannot. My dear brothers in Islam, let me find the conclusion here. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we have some issues here, we need to share it with other people. We need to share it with other people. Whoever apply his brain to evaluate the power of Allah, the decree of Allah, the destiny of Allah, he will be loser, like you, applying an end.
And you give here the ant a job, and you come to the ant and you tell her, carry this mountain and move it from place to another place.
If you apply your brain to evaluate the destiny and the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it's like you bring a huge camel
and you tell him, go and bath from the hole of the needle.
Come up, my brother. Those people who fail, ayyuha al-shabab, ayyuha al-ansar.
Oh young,
ansar Allah. You are Ansar Allah Azza wa Jal. From Masjid Ansar, open your mind and think about it.
Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, عندما خلق السماوات خلقها من غير عمل. When he created the heaven, he created without any foundation. He created without anything. You find millions of the stars, billions of the stars, the moon, the planet, anything hanging in the space. Nothing to carry. Who carries it?
And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when he created the land, he created the land.
شق فيها الأنهار والبحار. He taking this land, rivers and seas to help you, to serve you.
And he allowed the whole empire world with green. Trees here, fruits here, vegetables here, to make the land suitable for you, to serve you, to make you happy in this whole life. Could you think? Do you have any brain to think about that? Could you imagine if he sent all up to the desert, all humanity will die. But he served, he sent, he created a lot of things actually in the land to serve you. They don't have brain to think about it. Allah Azza wa Jal, the hand of Allah extended to everything. Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal, امتدت لحبة القمح, the seed, the farmer, he took the bunch of seed and grow it. He did not do it. Every single seed to be in the top. Who turned this seed and to bring the crop from the top? If it will be turned down, one of the single seed, turn it down in the earth. Who corrected? Who will bring it up and he corrected and to bring the crop for you? Who brings this, ya akhi? The qamh, if you take the stand of the stabling, the stabling of wheat. Look at the wheat. Beautiful and golden. And in order to cover that your food, which you needed, you need this food, you need the wheat. What did he do? He covered it by beautiful garden. Cover the seed of wheat with beautiful garden, and he needs like a thorn to protect it from the animal and the ants and so on so. And then after that, to be your food, oh human. Why you deny Allah? Why you rejecting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Oh human! Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he calls the dua, the corn. Which is your food, oh human? The corn, if you see the corn of corn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounded by beautiful green garment which is lean. And you roll in it and you build it up and you find it dying next to each other. To make it your food, oh human, why you deny Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Why you deny Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Oh human, think about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hand extended. Extended to us to save Yusuf on the well. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is hand extended to save Yunus in the belly of the fish deep. 1,000 of fish on the ocean. Allah saved him. And then will Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give the job to the wind and all people, they believe this story. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded the well, go, I send you all the well, oh fish, I send you to Yunus, not to eat him, not to attack him, but to secure him. They don't have any mind, oh human, to think about that. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hijrah, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala Quraysh, they give a bonus, who bring him life or death. Who protected Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Abu Bakr in a small cave. Abu Bakr and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Jahl and all the young people came to arrest Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bring him life for this. Abu Jahl, he looked down under his feet and his eyes came on the eyes of Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr told Ya Rasulullah, hey, look at me direct, family, look at him direct. My feet came to his eyes and his eyes. What the? Oh, ta'ala, what's in the ayah? وَقَرَاهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْهِ وَلَكِنَّهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. The one who gives the light in your eyes has come from Allah. But Allah, he could extend your sight to see or not to see. Ya Abu Bakr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran, you see them, they look at you, but they cannot see. They cannot see. Because Allah took it away, took the sight, took the light from the eyes. They cannot see. They see. He saw in his friends, Abu Jahl. Everything around him, saw them one by one. But when to case of Abu Bakr, he looked to Abu Bakr directly, but Allah removed the fire from the eyes and the vision of Abu Jahl. What do you think, you are an insan? Allah is able to do anything. Who are you? Your father, the idea for all humanity, the creation for all humanity is bigger than that. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be a good believer and to fix our iman inshaAllah ta'ala. I put it, إِلَى اللَّهَ أَلَى عَنْ لَهَا تَكُونُ سَعْفِ الْجَانِ.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله رب نعمة الإسلام. And we should thank Allah every second in our life because Allah made you Muslim. You could be like the people, they carry not a heart, they carry stones. Stone. Allah تبارك وتعالى, even the stone is softer than their heart.
لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون.
If we send this Quran to a mountain, what happens to the mountain?
لرأيته, you will see for sure, خاشعا trembling, shaking the mountain.
But what about you, يا إنسان؟ Oh human, why your heart became more stronger, more tough, more rough than the stone?
The stone, Allah Ta'ala describes, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهَا الْأَنْهَارَ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَحْدُثُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ.
Some of the stones, you find good come from the stone because it will be gushes. From the between the stones, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will crack it to bring you the water. It means they are softer than you, O insan, O human.
And some of these stones will fill down from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they fear Allah, they glorify Allah.
But what about you, insan? Why you disbelieve? Why you reject? The idea symbol in Islam, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah is able to do anything.
Millions of sperm, Allah, your father, put inside you the womb of your mother in a blizzard fight. Millions
of sperm. Only one will be successful to buy this sperm to meet the egg which comes from your mother, and Allah is able to fertilize it and you will be. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may never make it any decision that there is no child will be. Woman for 8 years, 10 years, 20 years, barren.
She spends millions of dollars to get a baby. If Allah doesn't want it, it will never be.
You will be done. The idea of Isa alayhi salam, Jibril came and he grew on the cliff for Maryam alayhi salam, and the idea that it is easy, be, he was.
And the idea also, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for you are the human.
Allah tabarak wa ta'ala,
send
your father to meet your mother. And the million of the sperm, what only you will be successful to meet with the egg, and you became. Remember, why you are arrogant? Why you are arrogant? Why you are ignorant? Why you dispute?
Why you reject the insan? Ya insan, the Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who are you? Do you get to this life when a pleasure time, when your father meets your mother in a pleasure time, and you came? Look at your soul, look at your stomach, look at your ears. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created you for water. And listen, ya insan, oh human, listen for that carefully.
From the water, from the same water, water came in a different Allah changing. The water comes from your eyes is the salted water and came from the pure water.
And the water came from your ear,
you will find this bitter. You cannot speak, you throat.
And the water comes from your nose is the acid. Acid water, and the water came
from your saliva. Allah made tested to test it. Could you imagine if he make it carry the acid or carry exactly acid? The water will be acid, or the water will be bitter, or the water will be a chemical or anything. You never have affected what he give you from the same water,
good from the water. You are from water,
and this is not difficult for Allah. Allah is able to do everything. Humanity failed in something to call it Christmas. Christmas. Christmas knew that Isa alayhi salam never born in the winter. But the idea to make business and tijara and business. Don't act like them. Don't be like them. There is nothing called the first day of the prophets. There is nothing called the first because we don't know when. When we ask them when Isa was born, they don't know.
They don't know. The first arrival has been written 300 years after Isa alayhi salam Allah took his soul and body and blood. 300 years. So the people, they put the idea of Jesus by imagination. They never speak with him. They never meet even one of his students. So what is the book? فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْتُبُونَ. They made the book. Jesus Walker used to pay $1 million a day. Jesus Walker. To collect it. People in South America, they sold their children to give his money. They sold their house to give money. But they wrote the book in order to make it happy. Zina is halal. Rida is halal. Prostitution is halal. Drink is halal. To make it easy for all mankind. But if you bring the rules to them, they will reject it. They don't want to hear it. Islam is not. But Islam is the best solution. أيها الأنفار. Proceed. And carry ilm. We have knowledge here. We have children to teach you the Quran here. أيها الأنفار. Bring your children. We will teach your children. We will teach you. Inshallah. That is the reason of the ilm. Because قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. If Allah needs you to be successful in this life, in the hereafter, He will guide you to carry the knowledge. Without the knowledge, we'll be like a donkey. We'll be like a monkey. We cannot understand. You are the people of marriage. You are the people of Al-Quran. You are the people of the Sunnah. Be together as a brother in Islam and learn in Islam and ask yourself how many Muslims you bring it. That's your job. أرجى الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يشوفه. أرجى الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحب أصحابه من الإسلام. في صلاة إلى الله. إذا لا تود كفر أو مار لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. أرجى الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يكون أصحابه شهادة في سبيل الله. وإن ترد شملة وتوراد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. To be saved from the hellfire. To make all of us in the brotherhood. To make all of us an Ansar. Like the people are Ansar. To protect the deen of Allah. To defend the Islam. To defend the Quran. To defend the Sunnah, to love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to love each other, to help each other, to be safe from the shaitan, to be safe from the ignorance, to be safe from the invasion, from the bid'ah, from the fitna, from the shaitan. In this life, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our children, to make them strong in Iman, to protect them from the shaitan, to make them leader for the Muslims, to spread the Islam all over, to teach all humanity. The word of the Quran, Sunnah in the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather up the gain of the deen, inshallah ta'ala. Please don't forget to support Masjid al-Ansar, because Masjid al-Ansar will graduate a lot of children, a lot of young men in Islam, to make them a leader, to make them a man, to make them speaker, inshallah ta'ala, to save all these people who doesn't understand the Islam, and they are confused. They need help. We need to help them. Allahumma khair. Rahmatullahi wa sallam.